evening. I'm Linda Perry for WBAI in New York. Rent increases are in effect as of today. Sharon Cans is with Tenants and Neighbors. She said, while we did get the lowest rent increase in history, it wasn't zero. And what we need this coming year is a rent freeze.
We have tenants today that are seniors. We have young people in their 20s and early 30s who can't live in their own communities because of the rent hikes. And we are trying very hard to preserve existing rent-stabilized housing, and we're also trying to repeal deregulation.
Brooklyn Councilmember Jamani Williams is chair of the City Council's Housing and Building Committee.
So even these historic lows do not make up for the times before that. We have not caught up, and we will not be able to catch up. And we are losing more units than we'll ever be able to build to get ourselves out of this problem.
What do we want?
Rent freeze.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Rent
this
freeze.
Is like my
when
favorite group
it?
In the world. It's tenants. Tenants fighting for tenants.
Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal was among tenant leaders and other elected officials. They gathered at City Hall Tuesday afternoon to speak about affordable housing and what needs to be done.
Every day in my office, I have people coming in with eviction papers from their landlords. Every single day. This has to stop.
Anger and desperation over rent hikes has grown into a campaign calling 2015 the year of the tenants. Here's Shaniqua Charles. She's from CASA, Community Action for Safe Apartments in the Bronx.
I don't think you heard me. 2015 is going to be the year of the tenant. And this year, we are demanding a rent freeze. This year, we are saying we want to take care of our families. This year, we are saying that over 2 million apartments of affordable housing, which translates into 4 million human beings, plus kids and grandkids and cousins, want, need, and deserve more.
Thank you.
CASA!
Power!
What do we want?
Rent freeze!
What do we want?
No New Yorker should have to choose between food, medicine, or paying their rent.
Councilmember Ben Kahlo says median rents between 2002 and 2011 rose almost 20% and then continued to rise. In 2002, 40% of rental housing units were affordable to low-income New Yorkers. This fell to 26% by 2011.
Rent increases from the Rent Guidelines Board have far outpaced the Consumer Price Index and inflation for the past 20 years. In years where we didn't have inflation or did not have great inflation, the Rent Guidelines Board still gave an increase.
Elected leaders and tenant advocates agree that what's needed is repeal of the Erstat law. It went into effect in 1971. The law is responsible for more than 40 years of rent hikes. Erstat gave control over rent regulations and rents to Albany. New York State Assembly member Richard Gottfried remembers what it was like back in 1971.
We had Republicans in solid control of the Assembly and the Senate. We had a Republican governor, Nelson Rockefeller, and the real estate people went to Rockefeller and said, this is what we want. And Rockefeller just gave it to them, wrapped up with a lovely ribbon. It was a giveaway to the landlords, pure and simple, to strangle New York City's ability to protect its people.
That's why it's important to see where candidates stand on housing, according to Williams.
There are people running for governor right now, and I do not know where they stand on Erstat, including Governor Cuomo. I would like to know where he stands on repealing Erstat and bringing Erstat back to New York City. I hope reporters will ask his questions. I know that he'll be doing some debates coming soon. I hope one of those questions to all of the candidates running for governor, including the current one, is where do you stand on the repeal of Erstat law and bringing home rule back to New York City?
Gottfried says the best way to ensure that pro-tenant candidates are elected is to vote. But for which candidates? Gottfried said for Working Family Party candidates. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.